all those eyes kept right on staring. I had put myself in charge. This was something nobody but the guy in charge ought to handle. All right, Uncle, Tobo, Goblin. You back me up on this. That child has talents we can't guess at yet. I had been warned that she still tried to walk away from her flesh at night, despite all the constraints surrounding her. She was both her mother's daughter, and there was no telling what might happen when she had to suffer too much stress. Tobo protested. I don't like to be around her. She gives me the creeps. Goblin beat me to it. Kid, she gives everybody the creeps. She's the creepiest thing I've run into in 150 years. Get used to it. Deal with it. It's part of the job. Which they say you were born to do, and which you did ask for. Curious. Goblin, the mentor and instructor, seemed much more articulate than Goblin the want-to-be layabout and slacker. The little wizard suggested, You carry the key. You're young and strong. The Daughter of Night did not look up when we entered the tent. Perhaps she was not aware of us. She seemed to be meditating, possibly communing with the Dark Mother. Goblin kicked the bars of her cage, which rattled nicely and shed a shower of rust.
Well, look at her. Cute.
What? I asked.
She's been working some kind of spell on the iron. It's rusting away 1,000 times faster than it ought to. Clever girl. Only?
The clever girl looked up. Our eyes met. Something behind hers chilled me to the bone. Only what? I asked.
Only every spell holding her and controlling her has that cage for an anchor. Anything that happens to it will happen to her.
Look at her skin. I saw what he meant. The Daughter of Night was not exactly rusty herself, but did look spotty and frayed at the surface. Her gaze shifted to Uncle, Goblin, Tobo, and she gasped, like she was seeing the boy for the first time. She rose slowly, drifted toward the bars, gaze locked with his. Then a little frown danced across her brow. Her gaze darted down to Tobo's burden. Her mouth opened and, I swear, a sound like the angry bellow of an elephant rolled out. Her eyes grew huge. She lunged forward. Her shackles gave way. The bars of the cage creaked and let fall another shower of rust. They bent, but did not give. She thrust an arm through in a desperate effort to reach the key. Little bits of skin blackened and fell off her. And still she was beautiful. I observed, I guess we can safely say the thing does hold some significance for the deceivers.
You could say so, Goblin admitted.
The girl's whole arm had begun to look like it had been badly burned. So let's take it away and see what else we can find out. And get the cage reinforced and her shackles replaced. Tobo! The boy kept staring at the girl like he was seeing her for the first time. Don't tell me he just fell in love. I couldn't handle it if we had to worry about that in addition to everything else.
No, Uncle Doge reassured me. Not love, I think. But the future. Just maybe.
Although I tried to insist,